It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, educator and technical editor Kira Pace, and Brentwood realtor Daryl Garrison. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and good morning to everybody. Yes, it's morning in America, and we do hope you can spend the next hour with us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. We know it's been a rough week, so hopefully we can give you an hour of some enjoyment. I'm sure we all need it. And those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. We're toll-free, yes, for now. We still have a toll-free number. That's 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be taking questions on just about every subject, minus maybe rock and most sports. But other than that, it's pretty wide open. And this is a good time to call, by the way. We would love to hear from you, and it's always great to call toward the beginning of the show, because then we can take your question in all its glory, or your answer. Again, two numbers, 415-841-4134. We're toll-free, 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you, you can communicate with us via email. And, of course, that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And if you'd like to hear us in live stream, of course, that is available at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show today. That will also be at kalw.org and many other places. But start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. All right. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. As you can guess, some of the introductions have something to do with the election. All right. First, fudge, said Kira Pace earlier this week. Only she didn't say fudge. She said the word, the big one, the queen mother of dirty words, the F-dash-dash-dash word. Oh, you're off, Kira.
I assume I'm not the only one whose day mimicked that one scene in A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. Daryl Garrison will be moving to Antarctica on January 20th, but he'll still listen to Minds Over Matter because pop culture fun and wiseacring rule.
Waka waka. That's right. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks the next 4 years will be like a trip to Disneyland, except the only thing we'll get to go on is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
All right. So that is us, and we'll end the questioning with Kira Pace.
Yeah. First question, do you know what borders on insanity? The answer being, of course, Mexico and Canada. So, along with Al Burton, what then husband and wife team composed the theme songs for Different Strokes and The Facts of Life? Oh. This is a leading question, by the way, to my list.
Yeah.
So again, along with Al Burton, what then husband and wife team composed the theme songs for Different Strokes and The Facts of Life?
Okay, so that's Alan Thicke.
Mm.
And is it Gloria something?
It is Gloria something.
Oh, the one that used to be on the game show? Who was she on the game show?
She was on a soap opera. I don't recall her being on a game show.
I think she started out as a game show.
Loring? Loring?
Yes, Gloria Loring. So that is correct. The then married couple of Alan Thicke and Gloria Loring. So I am going to give you the name of a television show, and I want you to tell me who sang the theme song. Mm-hmm. These are connected. So I ask only, I ask two things, actually. I ask that you only take two each. Only two each. And also, please don't spoil the connection. You may enjoy the connection, and we'll go over the connection later. but do not spoil the connection. So here are the television shows. Again, you tell me who sang the theme song. The first is Gimme a Break. Number two is Alice. Number three is The Fall Guy. Number four is iCarly. Number five is Living Single. Number six is New Girl. Number seven is 21 Jump Street. Number eight is 227. Number nine is The Dukes of Hazzard. And the last one, number 10, is Bored to Death. So again, the shows are Gimme a Break, Alice, The Fall Guy, iCarly, Living Single, New Girl, 21 Jump Street, 227, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Bored to Death. Those are TV shows. Who sang the theme song to each?
Okay, so was Gimme a Break, was that Nell Carter?
That is correct. Nell Carter, Gimme a Break. The Gimme a Break theme song.
Alice, I think that was Linda Lavin sang Alice, wasn't it?
Linda Lavin did indeed sing the theme song to Alice. So one more each, if you'd like.
So then Fall Guy would be Lee Majors.
Yes, Fall Guy, the theme song to The Fall Guy was done by Lee Majors.
And I'm sorry, would you go over this one?
The ones we have left are iCarly, Living Single, New Girl, 21 Jump Street, 227, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Bored to Death.
Is New Girl Zooey Deschanel?
Zooey Deschanel did indeed do the theme song to New Girl.
Okay.
So those are your two each. So the ones we have for the audience are iCarly, Living Single, 21 Jump Street, 227, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Bored to Death.
All right. Okay. And out. And Daryl, you go ahead, please.
I'm going to give you a bit of trivia about six women, all alive, all over 90 years of age. You tell me who I'm describing. Six women, alive, over 90 years of age. Number one.
Melania.
She was born Joan Olander. She was married to Ray Anthony at 102. He's the last surviving member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Number two, she wrote the conceptual art book Grapefruit in 1964, and she won an Emmy Award in 2023 for Outstanding Documentary. Number three, at the age of 17, she was signed to the British film studio Rank Organization. She is a Dame, a Golden Globe winner for Best Actress in an American TV show, and once played Pearl Slaghoople. Number four, the oldest living Oscar winner. Number five, she has won an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony. Her Tony was for Same Time Next Year. Her real name is Edna Galuli. And number six, her first film role was at age 61. She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a 2013 film at age 84. She's 95 in multiple TV shows and movies this year. Do you want to repeat?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, number one, she was born Joan Olander. She was married to Ray Anthony from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Number two, she wrote the conceptual art book Grapefruit in 1964. She won an Emmy Award in 2023 for Outstanding Documentary. Number three, at age of 17, she was signed to the British film studio Rank Organization. She is a Dame, a Golden Globe winner for Best Actress in an American TV show, and once played Pearl Slaghoople. Number four, the oldest living Oscar winner. Number five, she has an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony. Her Tony was for Same Time Next Year. Her real name is Edna Galuli. And number six, she began acting in film at age 61, nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a 2013 film at age 84. She's 95 now and has been in multiple TV shows and movies this year.
All right. Kira, do you want to
No, I don't think I have any of these. The Edna Gulli name looks familiar. I don't think that's Rita Moreno,
Oh, no,
which is
Rita
the only.
Moreno's not on the list.
Yeah. Edna Gulli. Is that Shirley MacLaine? No, that's not
No,
Shirley MacLaine. I
that's
think
going to
her
be a
name's just
tough one.
Shirley MacLaine. No, I don't remember who Edna Gulli is, so I got nothing.
Well, I think Edna Gulli is Ellen Burstyn.
It is Ellen Burstyn,
Right.
still acting.
Yes, she is. And the first one, I'm sorry, who was it again? Joan
Joan
Olive?
Olander.
Joan Olander, yes. I think that is the fine dramatic actress Mamie Van Doren.
It is Mamie Van Doren. Yep.
So, well, I'll leave it at that. So, yes. And just quickly give the ones you have left, and then we'll.
Sure. She wrote the conceptual art book Grapefruit in 1964. She won an Emmy Award in 2023 for Outstanding Documentary. At age 17, she was signed to the British film studio Rank Organization. She is a Dame, a Golden Globe winner for Best Actress in an American TV show, and once played Pearl Slaghoople, and then the oldest living Oscar winner. And then finally, she started acting in film at age 61, nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a 2013 film. And this year, she's been in multiple TV shows and movies at age 95.
Is the Sly Cooper one Joan Collins?
It is Joan Collins.
All right. Thought so.
Which I'm sorry, which is the slide? What was the beginning of that
The
one?
one who was signed at 17 to rank.
Oh, okay. Is the oldest living Oscar winner still one of the sisters? Or are they both dead now? So
Oh, I know who you're thinking. No, it's not that.
now. Okay.
Leave that out. And thanks for that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Am I on?
You are.
Joe.
I'm on early. Joe from Oklahoma. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay. What we'll do is I got a couple of questions, but I'd try to answer Daryl's questions if they haven't been answered before. Is one of those answers Claire Bloom?
Not Claire Bloom.
Is one of those answers, which I'm surprised somebody didn't get it, Eva Marie Saint?
The oldest living Oscar winner, Eva Marie Saint, is 100.
If she's 100 years old, and of course the Ellen Burstyn. What was the last question you did? The one that didn't make her debut at 61.
She made her film role debut at 61, Best Supporting Actress in 2013. She's 95 and had been multiple TV shows and movies this year.
I should be ashamed of myself. I don't know. I have a couple of questions, but is this the right time?
No, go ahead, Joe, as long as they're not really long.
Oh no, they won't be.
Okay.
I got two little Disney quickies, and then one others, and I'll try to be quick on it. Who was Coppola's first choice to play Hyman Roth in The Godfather? He was not known as an actor, but it was an unusual choice. And what was his first choice? And he considered it, but it was considered ill-advised.
Is it a real gangster?
No.
So, but this person was not an actor.
Not known as an actor.
How about like a family guy, like his dad?
Well, let's just say that acting was a big part of his life, and he might have been in it for a very brief time. And that's all the hints I'll get.
Let's see. So he's not an act. Well, he's not an actor. I don't know. No, I don't think I know this, Joe.
Should I tell you, or
Yeah,
should we
go
leave
ahead.
it for the audience?
No, go ahead. Tell.
Ilya Kazan.
Oh, all right. All
And
right. Well, he
he
had
said he
been an actor.
wanted.
Yeah, he had been an actor.
He made two movies, and he was an actor. And I just said he dabbled in acting at the beginning. But can you name the two pretty high profile movies that he did appear in?
Well, he was at City of Conquest with Cagney in 1940, I think. And then he was in that one, Blues in the Night.
Boy, you got it. I mean, you got it right off the bat. Okay, and my Disney question is something you probably heard before, but I think it might be a new spin on it. What is the highest grossing animated film of all time?
So adjusted for inflation and everything?
Absolutely. I mean, just forget about the inflation adjustment. Just what is the highest grossing animated film of all time?
Well, I think it's now Inside Out 2.
Well, you really keep up with it because the answer for so long has been Frozen 2, but this October, it was dethroned by, you're exactly right. And what Disney film, this may seem a little subjective, but what Disney film is considered the best animated film of all time by every critic you can imagine?
Pinocchio?
No, yeah, Pinocchio.
Yeah, okay. Joe?
That's right.
Pinocchio, all right.
Anyway, I'll be listening. If there's more questions, I'll try to call in again if I can.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thank you for listening, and we do hope you're going to call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just a reminder, you can email us as well at mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So let's see our panels today. That would be technical editor Kira Pace, Brentwood real estate agent, realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Realtor, thank you. Daryl Garrison, I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM, that is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, my turn. Let me give you a couple questions here. When was the a little post-election question, but a harmless one? When was the last time a Republican carried San Francisco in a presidential election? When was the last time a Republican actually carried San Francisco in a presidential election?
About 1984.
No.
Yeah. Well, 84 Reagan was my guess too. So.
Nope, not that.
Then I'll just say 88 George Bush. Senior, beloved figure.
Now he seems beloved. Yeah. No. So when was the last time a Republican carried San Francisco in a presidential election?
Oh, how about, I'll guess since I didn't really get one. No, I guess I said George Bush, but I was kidding. What about Eisenhower?
Not 52 Eisenhower, but I'll give you another Eisenhower guess. What other year would you like?
Sorry, my dog is going crazy now. I have 48. No, not 48, 56.
56, there you go. Yes, that's the last time a Republican carried San Francisco in a presidential election. All right, move on from that. I have some Disney questions. Disneyland questions, I should say, not Disney questions. The longest running stage show in U.S. history ran at Disneyland from 1955 to 1986. There were at least 30,000 performances. What was the name of it?
Was that the Horseshoe Review?
I will accept that. It's the Golden Horseshoe Review.
Oop. Dana's frozen on my screen here.
Yep, Dana is also frozen here.
Put another quarter in, Dana.
Oh. Well, I suppose while we wait for Dana to come back, which hopefully he does, Daryl, I will ask you a question. This will also go to the audience, if Daryl cannot get it. What do these eight things have in common? Mm-hmm. There are a total of 12 entities that share this characteristic. I will give you eight.
Okay.
So, chance to live. So much for so little. Artie Shaw, time is all you've got. Down and out in America.
All right.
Trevor.
No, go ahead.
Franz Kafka's It's a Wonderful Life, Skyfall, and Zero Dark 30. So those are eight titles of things, mostly documentaries, I think, but are documentaries and shorts, some full-length movies. I'll read them again. A Chance to Live, So Much for So Little, Artie Shaw, Time is All You've Got, Down and Out in America, Trevor, Franz Kafka's It's a Wonderful Life, Skyfall, and Zero Dark 30. What do those eight things have in common? And again, they are eight of a total of 12 entities that share that characteristic. Welcome back, Dana.
Yes.
I was reading a question while you were frozen.
Thank you for stepping in there and doing that.
I don't know.
Okay, well, then we will leave it to the audience and return to Dana's questioning about Disney stuff, Disneyland.
All right. Okay. So we got Gordon Golden Horseshoe Review. Daryl got that. Thank you. There are seven graveyards at Disneyland. I want you to tell me where they are.
Wow.
Is one of them at the Haunted Mansion? Which yes. I assume there is one of at Disneyland?
There are four graveyards around the Haunted Mansion. So, but where are the others?
Sorry. My expertise is in Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World, so we're going to have to deal with...
Would there be one on Tom Sawyer's Island?
Yes, there is one on Tom Sawyer's Island. Very good. Okay, so they're still looking for a couple of others here.
So how many others are we looking for?
Two right now.
Okay.
There are seven graveyards at Disneyland. There are four, as we said, around the Haunted Mansion. There is one on Tom Sawyer Island. Where are the other two? And okay, I'll give you one more here. I'm looking for the three states that consume the most wine per capita. Wine as in an alcoholic beverage. The three states that consume the most wine per capita. And I will say, I also have the list of the two states that consume the most beer per capita. And one of those states also consumes the most wine.
Mm.
So, see what you can come up with there. And also, as I said, looking for the three states that consume the most wine. I also have the three states that consume the least wine. So.
Well, I'm assuming the least would be Utah, right?
Utah is only number three. So, what would be the number one and two states that consume the least wine? And the number... The three states that consume the most.
Alaska consume much wine? I would go with them for being least.
Alaska is not on any of those lists.
Okay. Mm. And as far as the beer wine nexus, how about Wisconsin then?
Oh, that's a logical answer. No, not Wisconsin though.
Mm. Oh, Colorado?
Not Colorado.
Okay.
All right. Just to repeat, let's see. There are seven graveyards at Disneyland. We've established there's four around the Haunted Mansion. There's one on Tom Sawyer Island. Where are the other two? And the three states that consume the most wine per capita in the U.S., what are the three that consume the most, and what are the three that consume the least? And one of the states that consumes the most also consumes the most beer. So, leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
All right, I think one of the graveyards at Disneyland is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
No, hopefully soon, but no.
All right, and then I have a question that goes along with Kira's. Who sang the theme song for Green Acres? And they were the they would be the first... singers on The Connection.
Yeah. Gabor was one of the two.
Eddie Albert was the other one.
Eddie Albert is, yeah. Okay.
Bing, bing, bing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And is that it for you? That's it. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Hi. It's Paul from Marin. The question about theme songs for shows. For iCarly, was that Miranda Cosgrove or Cogsworth?
Miranda Cosgrove is correct. Miranda Cosgrove and Drake Bell sang the theme song to that. Nice job.
Very good. Okay, so I've got a simple question for you. Mm-hmm. On the periodic table, there are 14 elements that are represented by a single letter rather than two. What are they?
Tungsten.
That would be one, yes.
Sorry. I have never memorized this list. Carbon, hydrogen.
Potassium.
Yep.
Potassium, yes. Carbon, hydrogen.
Uranium.
That's another one, yep.
Sulfur.
Sulfur is good.
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen, all right, you guys are rolling.
Oxygen is one.
Oxygen, yes.
Boron.
Boron, very good.
Let's How many do we have now? Left here. Or they have, I should say.
We have nine, looking for five.
Chlorine.
Here we got hydrogen. No, not chlorine.
Okay. No, fluorine. Fluorine.
Oh, fluorine, yes. Fluorine, yep. Right.
How about iodine?
Iodine? I think there's only a couple more that you missed.
Somebody said phosphorus, right? Or no?
Phosphorus is correct.
Okay. Anything else?
Hold on. We have, let's see, we have B, C, I, I'm sorry, B, C, H, I, K, N, O, P, S, U, W. So I think we're looking for one more. No, we're looking for two more.
Radium?
Two more.
Radium?
Radium, no, that's R, A.
Okay. Kira, I think there's a Y, but I don't remember what it's for.
Yes, there is.
It's not ytterbium, or I think that's YT.
Ybertium, YBBERT.
Yes, yttrium. Yes,
yttrium. Right. Okay, yeah.
And I think the last one you've missed, maybe somebody said, is V for vanadium.
Oh, okay.
Nope, no one said it.
All right.
You said it.
Well, very good. You ran the table almost. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to talk to you. Feel free to give us a call. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's see. Kira, I know you were doing your question when I got zoned out of Zoom, so why don't you just do it quickly once more, and then...
All right. What do these eight things have in common? There are a total of 12 entities that share this characteristic. So the ones we have are a chance to live, so much for so little, Artie Shaw, time is all you've got, Down and Out America, Trevor, Franz Kafka's It's a Wonderful Life, Skyfall, and Zero Dark 30. So we have some feature-length films in there, some documentaries, some short features.
And they all have something...
And they all have a characteristic in common that is shared with four other entities. Total of 12 entities share this characteristic. And... while you think about that, I will just ask one other thing. Two-part question. What is the best-selling gospel album of all time? And what is the best-selling live gospel album of all time?
Hmm.
So, things to think about.
Well, is the best-selling gospel album Elvis's one?
No, actually. Every time I ask this question, that the Elvis gospel album comes up, but it is not Elvis. There's somebody else with a better-selling live gospel album and a better-selling, there is a better-selling studio Oscar album.
Ray Charles?
No, not Ray Charles.
Does the gospel album have anything to do with a movie? A soundtrack or anything like that?
I mean, not the live one, the other one, yeah.
The other one does, okay. Mm-hmm. Then it's... then it has something to do with Whitney Houston, I'm sure.
Yeah. So it's the Whitney Houston soundtrack that is gospel. So.
All right. The Preacher's Wife. How about that?
That's correct. So the soundtrack to The Preacher's Wife is the best-selling gospel album of all time. So still looking for the best-selling live gospel album of all time. Mm-hmm. Nope. And also the list of eight things that have something in common.
All right. And Daryl, you can go ahead and do your question too.
I do see a correct answer in the chat for who wrote the conceptual art book Grapefruit. That was Yoko Ono.
That is
correct. Four Shakespeare characters who were killed. I want to know who killed them, these four. Who poisons Regan? Who kills Rodrigo? Who kills Mercutio? And who kills Antigonus? I hope I pronounced it right. A-N-T-I-G-O-N-U-S.
Antigone.
Who poisons Regan? Who kills Rodrigo? Who kills Mercutio and Antigonus?
Was Tybalt Mercutio?
That's correct.
All right. That's the only one I'll be taking here.
Rodriguez, that's Othello or Othello. Who kills him? That's is it Othello or is it Cassio?
Neither of those.
Neither of those. Okay. Oh, and then it's Iago.
It is Iago, yes. Okay.
All right, there we go.
Okay, so the other two, who poisons Regan and Antigonus, A-N-T-I-G-O-N-U-S.
Well, that's King Lear.
Regan's King Lear, I don't know.
But... Antigonus is A Winter's Tale.
All right. Huh. You don't know any more of these, Kara?
No, I knew only that Regan was from King Lear, but... as far as the character who poisoned Regan, could not say.
All right.
And not because I don't want to say, only because I can't.
I know. Okay, leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, good morning. So the election of Donald Trump, the first thing that comes to my mind is coronavirus, of course. So how many people died? Because he denied it for a long time, and that played a role, sadly. How many Americans died from coronavirus?
It was millions.
How many? More than a million. How much more than a million?
I said it was in the millions. How about 5 million?
I'll give you the answer very quickly because I have a follow-up question. Okay. 1,219,487 up to today.
He takes no responsibility at all.
1,219,487. That was a disaster. Mm-hmm. But compared to, my favorite country besides America is Egypt. How many people died in Egypt? Egypt is about almost half of America in number of people. But how many people died there? Take a guess. Low guess.
What do you think?
2 million.
Yeah. All right.
24,750. Would you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. That's tremendous. The same thing with the country, but other countries had problems too, like India had high deaths as well. So let's now talk about elements. Which element named after Earth?
Terranium, right?
Beautiful.
Is it?
Trillium. Trillium.
Trillium. I always forget the one consonant in the middle.
Trillium. Okay, about which one after the moon?
Selenium.
Thank you, selenium.
Selenium, you're right, Selena, go to Selena. Oh, perhaps that's the sun.
Helium.
Helium, yeah, which ancient Egyptian name for the sun? Helio, and most people should know that most astronomical names came from Egypt and Arab later on for, I have a small mathematical problem for you. If you take 33 and one-third divided by one-third, you will get a whole number, which number? 33 and one-third divided by one-third.
Nobody told me there was going to be math.
okay, leave it to the audience.
All
right. Leave it to the audience. Okay, for a very quickly question. What the word Sudan, the country of Sudan, means? It is Arabic word for what?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, the land of the blacks. How about Ethiopia, from Greek? I will tell you the answer because I shouldn't take so much time. The land of the burnt faces. Burnt faces. Thank you for all of the great show. And everybody, please support KLW. He's the only one left after KBFA and the demise of KGO Radio a couple of years ago. Thank you again. All of the great show. Thank you.
Thank you, Abe.
Bye.
Daryl, I think it's, now that I thought about it, I believe it's gonorrhea that kills Reagan.
Yes,
right?
Gonorrhea is correct.
All right. Okay. I knew it was one of her sisters. All right. We got that. And let's see now. Wait a minute. Where am I? Let's quickly repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Everything's thrown off today. So, Kira, I'll start with you.
Okay. I've given you the names of some television shows, and I just want you to tell me who sang the theme song. And there is a connection between all the shows, so if you get it, then great, but please don't spoil it. Though the ones we have left are Living Single, 21 Jump Street, 227, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Bored to Death. Also, looking for the best-selling live gospel album of all time. The best-selling gospel album of all time was the soundtrack to The Preacher's Wife, or is the soundtrack to The Preacher's Wife. Looking for the best-selling live gospel album of all time. And also, what do these eight things have in common? There are a total of 12 entities that share this characteristic. And here are the eight titles. A Chance to Live, So Much for So Little, Artie Shaw, Time is All You've Got, Down and Out in America, Trevor, Franz Kafka's It's a Wonderful Life, Skyfall, and Zero Dark 30. That's what I've got.
All right. Daryl.
She began her film career at age 61, nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a 2013 film. She's 95 now and has been in multiple TV shows and movies this year. And the other one is in A Winter's Tale, Who Kills Antigonus? IGONUS.
We had a guess on the 95-year-old actress that it was Jane Squibb. Or June Squibb.
June Squibb is correct. Yes.
That's from CM. Very good. Appreciate that. And let's see, what do I have left here? There are seven graveyards. They're fake graveyards. There are seven fake graveyards at Disneyland. We established there's four around the Haunted Mansion and one on Tom Sawyer Island. Where are the other two graveyards in Disneyland? And the three states that consume the most wine, I'm looking for those. And what are the three states that consume the least wine per capita always? And it's interesting that one of the states that consumes the most wine also consumes the most beer. So think about that. And is it my turn again?
It is your turn.
All right. Okay. I'm all confused. All right. Who is the Academy Award-winning Best Director who worked as a tour guide at Disneyland while his future wife played Snow White? Who is the Academy Award-winning Best Director who worked as a tour guide at Disneyland while his then future wife played Snow White?
Is that Spielberg?
It is not Spielberg. Leave that out. And two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi.
And I have three short questions. One of them is corny, so I'll lead with it. An average ear of corn, how many kernels does it have? Is it 400, 800, or 900?
So every ear of corn has the same general amount of
yes.
kernels?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Begin the guessing. Kira?
900.
Nope.
The middle one.
That's right. Very good, Kira. It's 800. Give yourself a bell. Now, I've got a Disney theme park question. What percentage of people going to Disney theme parks do not have any children with them?
I know we go without our kids. I'll say half.
No.
You mean
that's
just
pretty darn close.
40%.
It is 40%. Give yourself a bell. And one last quick question. This has to do with the election. I live in San Francisco. What percentage of voters voted in San Francisco voted for Donald Trump for president?
I read this. Let's see.
So was it around 15%?
That certainly is close enough. It was 16%. So just remember, one out of every six San Francisco voters voted for Trump.
Good
Thank
for
you
them.
Very much. Love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to give us a call, those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
All right. I've got a pair of questions for you. They should go quickly. What historical region of Spain, once a medieval kingdom, gives its name to a traditional soap that has been produced since the Middle Ages and that originally included only olive oil, alkaline ash, and brine? So historical region of Spain gives its name to soap. The pair question is, what French city gives its name to a traditional hard soap that's been produced since the 14th century and originally included only olive oil, alkaline ash, and Mediterranean seawater?
Well, the first one is Castile, I would imagine.
That's right. Castile soap, traditionally olive oil, ash, and brine. So looking for the French city that gives its name to a hard soap. Produced since the 14th century and originally included only olive oil, alkaline ash, and Mediterranean seawater.
Would that be like Lyon and Lye?
It's not. No.
All right. Leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good day. It is Sandra and Danny in Albany.
Hello.
Hi there. All right, we just got sniped on Goneril, sniped on Yoko, but we got some answers here. So go for it, my dear.
Let's see. So TV theme songs, Kira, you know, my wheelhouse. I'm trying to...
It was Living Single.
So Living Single should probably be Queen Latifah.
That's correct. Queen Latifah performed the Living Single.
And 21 Jump Street is probably Holly Robinson, then Holly Robinson Peak.
That is correct. She was Holly Robinson when she performed it. Currently, Holly Robinson Pete. That is correct.
And is Jack A 227?
No.
Oh,
not,
right.
Not Jack A.
I'm guessing if I'm following along, if I'm following the bouncing ball, that's either Tom Wopat or John Schneider.
It is neither of them.
Well, see, then I'm, my bouncing ball bounced away.
Oh,
well,
no, I feel
that,
like
that
the
what did you say, Kira? I'm sorry.
I feel like your bouncing ball is there. It's a little wider scope.
All right. Well, does the bouncing ball indicate that all of these theme songs were sung by the particular star of the show?
No, not the stars.
Cast members, clearly.
There we go.
Yeah. What else did I have?
The graveyard.
We think that there's a graveyard in Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, there's not.
Well, we'd be wrong then.
Well, dog my cat. That's,
maybe in Disney World there could be, but I'm only talking about Disneyland.
I haven't been to Disney World in several decades, so Disneyland is my meat too. Danny, I think, do we have any?
No, I think that was it. We don't know the French soap, so apparently we're just going to remain dirty today on that one. that was it. I do have a quick oddball question here for you.
Yes.
When you are in Venezuela, you are buying things with bolivars. Their unit, their currency is the bolivar, which is named after Simón Bolívar. There are three other countries whose currencies are named after real historical people, and oddly, they are all adjacent to each other geographically. Do you know what they are?
Silence.
And I will say that all of these historical people are sort of historically, thematically linked.
So, in other words, they are... Are you saying these three countries are related to each other or have a common border?
They have a common border. They have common borders.
With Venezuela?
No, not with Venezuela. I just used them.
With each other.
Yes, with each other. These are three other elsewhere countries.
I have it in my head, and this is quite possibly wrong. Is Poland one of them?
That's
great. But no.
No? Okay.
Although, I don't know, maybe is there somebody named Zloty? That would be kind of cool, but not that I know of.
All right, let's think about this.
There's the Rand, right? Kruger Rand was South Africa. I don't know if it still is.
I think it is. It is. But
I
think there may be one other scattered around someplace in Asia, someplace. But these are the three that are adjacent to one another.
Okay.
Well, I know there's a currency that's named after Columbus, the Colón.
You are correct, sir.
I forgot what country. Costa Rica. Okay. All right. And so, in other words, the other two countries are bordering Costa Rica.
They are.
So it's all Columbus? Is that what you're saying?
Lobe of your brain.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
It's one on either side of Costa Rica.
So are they all the Colón then?
No. These are different currencies named after different real life historical figures. But Christopher Columbus was Colón in Costa Rica.
Well, Quetzal is a bird, so it's not that. Panamanian dollar is not named after someone.
What's the one for Nicaragua? There's they named it after somebody.
Yeah. Well, okay. I will.
Wait. Do I have what was it called? The Cordoba, something like that.
Cordoba. Francisco Hernandez de Cordoba. He founded Nicaragua. And then, Kira, you mentioned Panama. Panama does use the U.S. dollar, but it uses something else as well that is one-to-one equivalent of the dollar.
The Balboa.
On the street. The Balboa.
Yeah.
Very good, Dan.
Yeah, so Cordoba, Colón, and Balboa on those three lovely little Central American countries. All righty. That was it. There's your trip through Central America for today.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Daryl, do you have a short question you want to throw in?
I do. I have two quick ones here. Right. Who was the first big name celebrity to openly admit themselves to the Betty Ford Center? And the other one, what do the following four languages have in common? Sindarin, Entish, Quenya, and Black Speech. Sindarin, Entish, Quenya, and Black Speech.
Those languages were all created for movies. Well, for books, movies, they're created synthetic languages.
Yeah, more specific, I'm afraid.
Are they Lord of the Rings?
Yes, they're all from Middle Earth. Yes.
Good job. An email here from Ellen, who's wondering if the French soap is from Marseille.
Ellen, you said?
Yes.
Ellen is correct.
All right.
The French soap is Marseille soap.
All right. Good job. And the Dukes of Hazzard from Eric is wondering if that was Merle Haggard. I think that's right.
Not Merle Haggard.
It's not Merle
Haggard. But
somebody kind of
very similar thematically to Merle Haggard, but not Merle Haggard.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me see if I have something short here for you. What real life person was played by these three actors? Eli Wallach, Dennis Hopper, and Claude Rains. What real-life person was played by these three well-known actors, Eli Wallach, Dennis Hopper, and Claude Rains?
Wow.
All right. Think about that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
What real-life person was played by these three actors?
Yep. Are you there, caller?
I'm here. This is Peter from Florida.
Hi, Peter. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say Tybalt, but you beat me to it in answer to yourself. So I'm going to do another Shakespeare, okay? Who said this? But look, the dawn in russet mantle clad walks o'er the dew of yon high eastward hill. What character said that?
I not knoweth.
It's the opening line of the first scene of Hamlet.
So it's Horatio then?
Yes, it's Horatio. No. And I love it because it's iambic pentameter, but it's not a poem. But you see, iambic pentameter could also be used as a way, it's easy for it's poetic and without being a poem, it's a good way, it's easy to memorize the line. But look, the dawn in russet mantle clad walks o'er the dew of yon high eastward hill. A lot of the lines in the plays are iambic pentameter, not developed into a whole sonnet or anything. Anyway, okay. Now, I'm going to give you, okay, are you ready? What does 22nd and 24th have to do with 45th and 47th?
That would be Grover Cleveland.
Yeah,
Grover Cleveland and
Donald Trump.
Yeah, the only, Grover Cleveland's my favorite president, and I can no longer say the only one with whatever they say now. Non-sequential terms, but quick, what did you say about Kafka? What was the question about Kafka?
It's a Wonderful Life. It was one of eight entities that I listed, of a total of 12 entities that share a characteristic.
Okay, all that popped into my mind was Kafka and Capra. That's not it, I guess.
No. So Franz Kafka's It's a Wonderful Life is a very excellent short film directed, I think, by Peter Capaldi, a former Doctor Who, starring Richard E. Grant. And it's fantastic. For anybody who likes such things, I encourage you to seek it out. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, thank you. Because wasn't Capra the director of It's a Wonderful Life?
That's the joke. Yeah. So Frank Capra directed It's a Wonderful Life. This is a reimagining, but instead of the things that happened in It's a Wonderful Life, directed by Frank Capra, it is it stars somebody playing Franz Kafka.
Oh, undergoing similar,
yeah.
Get it?
I get it.
Is
joke. I see where they're going. Yeah, I was going to get Yoko Ono. I wish sometimes you wouldn't answer the questions before I get to the grapefruit. Anyway, if you can slow down, give me a chance. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Peter. CM is wondering if Elizabeth Taylor was the first celebrity person to the Betty Ford.
She was. That's exactly right.
All right. There you go. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I see where they're going. I was going to get Yoko Ono. I wish sometimes you...
Are you there, caller?
Is Peter again? Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Anyway.
Sorry, we're getting that in the background. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, you're on. You're on.
You just need to turn your radio down.
Yes.
Oh, I'm listening to the one. Okay, that was the one online. It doesn't seem to match up. Okay.
Yeah, no, no.
Does anyone recognize my voice?
Yes, go ahead, please. You're on the air now.
But does anyone recognize my voice?
Oh. Is this the question? Does anyone recognize your voice? Well, yeah. You haven't spoken.
Another quite. Shakespeare line.
No, I don't recognize.
Nope. This is someone who's in Barcelona.
Oh. Oh, this is my daughter. Okay, no,
yes,
I did not recognize you. Okay, go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Okay, so, Dad, you're not allowed to answer the first question, because I know,
Is she in Spain for the World Quizzing Championships?
No, she lives there. My daughter, Sarah, lives in Barcelona. Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay. There is a very small, 180 square miles, landlocked sovereign country between France and Spain with a population of approximately 75,000. Believed to have been created by Charlemagne, what is the name of this country? And my father and I have been there. That's why he can't answer.
Well, Kira and I will both say Andorra.
Yes. Okay. And I know you like to keep it to two, so I'll just give you one more. Outside of Silverado Building Materials and Nursery in Sacramento stands a 25-foot-tall wooden statue of what actor's likeness who played the gunslinging Jake in the 1985 Western film Silverado.
Is that Kevin Costner?
It is. Yep. Yeah. Well done. Good.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you for calling from Boston.
Love you.
Adios. Bye.
Adios. Bye-bye. All right. Time to wrap up here. Kira, what do we got?
All right. So, as said, the TV theme songs were all sung by people who were cast members of those shows. The ones we have left are 227, which was sung by Marla Gibbs. The Dukes of Hazzard, that was narrator Waylon Jennings. And Bored to Death was Coconut Records, which is the solo project of Jason Schwartzman. The best-selling live gospel album of all time is Amazing Grace from 1972. That is Aretha Franklin's best-selling album, period, of all of Aretha Franklin's albums. We got the soap question, so I think that might... Oh, right. What do these eight things have in common? They are eight of 12 entities. I gave you eight movies. The other four entities are people, and they are Katharine Hepburn, Barbara Streisand, Wallace Beery, and Frederick March, if that helps you.
They've won Academy Awards together as Best Actor.
Have all won awards in ties. These are all pairs.
All right. And Daryl.
So the infamous line, exit pursued by a bear. That's how Antigonus died in A Winter's Tale.
All right. Is that it for you?
Yep.
A real-life person played by Eli Wallach, Dennis Hopper, and Claude Rains, that was Napoleon. Who was the Academy Award-winning Best Director who works as a tour guide at Disneyland while his future wife played Snow White? That was Kevin Costner. There is a graveyard one in Frontierland and one on the Storybook Land Canal. The three states that consume the most wine per capita, New Hampshire, Vermont, Delaware, the least... West Virginia, Kansas, and Utah. And also the most beer is also consumed in New Hampshire. So there.